Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of our program. I'm thrilled that you're with me. Derek Prince has been teaching us about rejection, its causes, and its cures. And I have to tell you, this is one of the most critical teachings for many of our souls that we could possibly hear. Having pastored for more than 20 years, I can tell you that many, many people are living out the echoes in their souls of rejections they've endured earlier in their lives. Derek explained that a wounded spirit occurs when a person is rejected by a loved one, primarily a spouse or a parent. This continues to have repercussions because the spirit is crushed, as the Bible says, and it begins to affect behavior in every other area. Today, Derek's going to give us some examples of what happens to an individual when their spirit is crushed. And I want you to listen to this and maybe take some time to process it in a way that you normally don't a broadcast like this. This teaching is not just something that you should hear maybe as you're driving to the grocery store and just say, well, that's sweet, and move on. This is something that you really need to examine your heart in terms of. This is something that you need to hold up as almost like a shining light into the dark corners of your soul. People who have been rejected, people who have suffered wounds because those who were supposed to love them didn't or pushed them away, are people who are often are living in a great deal of anger, a great deal of frustration, and a great deal of repeating the cycle of broken relationships. And so it's very, very important that we hear the word of the Lord, that we examine ourselves, and that we welcome the healing and delivering power of the Lord to our broken and our wounded hearts. The fact is, we were made for perfect love, but in a fallen world, we often are not loved perfectly. And as a result, this can send us into something of a tailspin. We want to see that tailspin broken. We want to see you living in the full, healthy soul that God's ordained for you. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about rejection, causes, and cures.
In my talk yesterday, I cited a verse from Proverbs 18, verse 14. A man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? Another translation says, a wounded spirit. And I explained that a wound in the spirit goes deeper than the conscious mind. It's below the level of that which we can actually understand or even apprehend with our conscious mind. It goes below the level of our conscious memory. It often stems from some experience in early childhood, but our conscious mind can't endure that experience and blots it out. But it's not blotted out from the spirit. So the wound continues there, in the spirit, deep down, below the level of conscious mind and conscious memory. And the scripture says, a wounded spirit, who can bear? That takes away strength. It takes away initiative. It takes away the joy of living. It's a wound that saps out our life. I gave various examples of how rejection may be brought on. I read from Isaiah 54 the poignant picture of a wife who married in youth and was rejected by her husband. I pointed out, too, that sometimes the rejection is the other way round. It's the wife who rejects the husband, but whichever way round it comes, the agony is indescribable. And then I spoke about the way it can arise in childhood, even sometimes before birth. A child in its mother's womb, but the mother doesn't want it. Maybe it's an illegitimate child, or the parents are at loggerheads, or there's not enough money to feed all the children that are there already. So the mother, during pregnancy, has this negative, hostile attitude toward this child, and it's born with a sense of rejection, of being unwanted. Or there's the child who doesn't receive the manifest love of parents, especially of a father. Sometimes the parents really love the child, but they just don't know how to express it and manifest it. The child cannot receive love that isn't manifested. Or there's the case where there's more than one child in a family, and one child is favored at the expense of another child or other children. And the children that don't receive the manifestation of love and favor feel rejected by their parents. Now today I'm going to speak about the results of rejection, how we may recognize this problem in ourselves and in others. Probably I should begin by briefly going over my definition from yesterday. I said that the opposite of rejection is acceptance. If we don't have acceptance, probably we do have rejection. There are various other words or phrases that would describe what I have in mind. The feeling of being unwanted, or excluded, or worthless, or not really belonging, or somehow on the outside looking in. As I give that little list of words or phrases, I wonder whether something in you is saying, "That's my problem." Now let's look at the results. I believe the primary result is the inability to receive or communicate love. I believe it's a fact that none of us can communicate love unless we first received love. This is brought out, as a matter of fact, in the New Testament in a statement by John in 1 John 4:19. He says, "We love because He," that's God, "first loved us." I don't believe a person can love unless that person has first been loved. Consequently, a person who's never been loved cannot transmit love. And here's a tragedy that frequently goes from generation to generation. A little girl is born into a family where she doesn't experience love. She has that sense of rejection, so she can't communicate love. In due course, she marries, becomes a mother, has a daughter. She cannot communicate love to that daughter, so the daughter develops the same problem as the mother, rejection. Grows up rejected, she in turn marries, has a daughter, and that daughter has the same problem. And so this terrible problem is communicated from generation to generation. And I've dealt with people to whom I've said, "Listen, sometime or other, this thing has got to be cut off. It's got to be dealt with. Why don't you let it happen in your life so that you don't go on passing on rejection to the next generation?"
You know, we really need to take a moment and apply what we've just learned to our lives. Derek has taught us that one of the ways we recognize rejection in our lives is an inability to receive or communicate love. I want you to ask yourself, have you been in groups, been in families, been in relationships where by all accounts you are loved, the people do love you, and yet you in your soul don't really have that satisfying sense of accepting and receiving and experiencing the love of others? This could be a sign of a crushed spirit, of a wounded spirit, of the sign of the wound of rejection. And God wants to set you free. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Forgiveness, a slate wiped clean. This, of course, is part of our precious birthright as blood-bought children of God. But as recipients of such amazing grace and mercy, it's vital that we examine our hearts and minds for traces of bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. To help you in that important life-restoring process, we'd like to send you a free copy of a newly printed booklet by Derek Prince Ministries, titled "The Three Most Powerful Words: Discovering the Freedom of Releasing the One Who Hurt Us." Unforgiveness gives the enemy access into our lives and can even provoke God's anger. But when we show forgiveness toward those who wrong us, we empower our prayers, bring healing, and open up the pathway of God's blessing in our lives. To get your free copy of this liberating booklet, "The Three Most Powerful Words: Discovering the Freedom of Releasing the One Who Hurt Us," call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. We believe God will use this booklet to bring restoration, healing, and freedom. Call now for your free copy. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me today. We are invested in a really important series on rejection, and you're about to hear something that I wish every believer could hear. Derek is about to explain to us how rejection feeds other dynamics in our lives. This is the real key to what he's saying. It's not just that we're rejected once, we sustain a bruise of soul, and we go on. It's that the rejection plant something, leave something in our souls that not only festers, but begins a cycle. And Derek is about to define what this cycle is. See if you find yourself anywhere in this downward spiral of rejection. Let's listen.
Now, let's look at the secondary results of rejection. I would say there are three main ways that people commonly react to rejection. First, the person who gives in. Second, the person who holds out. And third, the person who fights back. Let's look at the person who gives in first. This is the kind of person who says, maybe never verbalizing it, "I just can't take this. Life is too much for me. There's really nothing I can do." And I've learned by experience in dealing with people, there's a succession of negative emotions and attitudes that follow on as a consequence from rejection. I'll give you a list, usually in the order in which they usually develop. Out of rejection comes loneliness. Out of loneliness, misery. Out of misery, self-pity. Out of self-pity, depression. Out of depression, despair or hopelessness. And if despair or hopelessness takes its course, then the final end is an attitude of death or suicide. That's two different ways of facing the same thing. Death says, "I'd rather be dead. I don't want to go on living." Suicide says, "I'm going to end it all." But each of them is commonly at the end of that progression: rejection, loneliness, misery, self-pity, depression, despair or hopelessness, and finally, the attitude that desires death or contemplates suicide. And remember that apart from the mere negative emotions I've mentioned, very commonly there's a demonic influence at work. It's more than just a natural reaction. It's something natural which is exploited by evil spirits, torment us, destroy us. I've spoken about the first type of reaction to rejection, the person who gives in, who just says, "It's no good, I can't fight, I'll give up." The second type is the person who holds out, who apparently doesn't give in, who builds some kind of defense. It's really a facade, something that covers up the real inner agony and struggle. Probably one word to describe this attitude would be indifference. Often it's associated with a kind of superficial happiness. A person appears to be outgoing, probably talkative, but there's a kind of metallic ring in the voice. If it's a woman, often she overdoes the makeup. She gesticulates a lot. Her voice is a little louder than is pleasant. She's desperately trying to appear happy, as though she isn't hurt, as though nothing really matters. What she's really saying inside is, "I've been hurt once so badly, I'm never going to give any person the opportunity to hurt me that badly again. No one will ever come close enough to me again to hurt me." So there's this outer defense, this outer facade of indifference, superficial happiness that really is a sham. And oh, you go through American society today, there are uncounted thousands of such persons. The third type of reaction is the person who fights back, who becomes a fighter. The order in which things follow there is something like this: resentment, hatred, rebellion. And the scripture says rebellion and witchcraft are twins. So out of rebellion, there usually follows some kind of involvement in the occult. Basically, there was a generation of young people growing up in the 1960s that went that way: resentment, hatred, rebellion, and then the occult. And their resentment was not because of material deprivation, but because they'd been denied real love, and usually by their fathers. They were often the children of well-to-do parents. They'd had a good education. They had a home with a two-car garage, often a swimming pool. But the one thing they hadn't experienced was the thing they longed for most deeply: the expressed love of parents, and especially of a father. So they reacted by resentment, hatred, rebellion, and they ended up in the occult. I know one young man, when he was 12 years old, a neighbor was talking to his mother in his presence and said that this young man looked like the mother. The mother indicated she didn't care much for her child. He ran away, threw himself on a bed, sobbed for half an hour, then ran back to his mother, looked her in the face, and said, "Mother, I hate you. That was at age 12. At age 18, he was a notorious gang leader, a young man of violence and brutality. But that was the outworking of rejection by his mother. There's a happy end to that story. That young man met the Lord, and today he's a servant of the Lord. But it's such a typical example of that reaction, the one who fights back. Resentment, hatred, rebellion, and then involvement in the occult. So those are the three main ways of reacting. The one who gives in, the one who holds out, and the one who fights back.
I have to read to you the progression that Derek just taught us, because it's just a roadmap for some of the deformities of our souls. Rejection leads to loneliness. Loneliness to misery. Misery to self-pity. Self-pity to depression. Depression to despair. And then it's either death or suicide. I'll tell you what, many of the people who are walking in less than God has ordained for them in terms of the restored soul that Psalm 23 promises us, can find themselves somewhere on the roadmap of this downward progression. God wants to set you free. And God wants you to understand that the root of a great deal that you may be experiencing is rejection that has not been tended in the garden of your soul. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Why are so many lives littered with tragic mistakes? Derek Prince said it simply, we don't realize our value to God. In his wonderful audio CD, Do You Realize How Valuable You Are?, Derek Prince reveals your value in God's eyes. How God lovingly created you. Why Jesus paid the ultimate price for you to spend eternity in heaven. To get your copy of this encouraging audio CD for only $6.95, simply call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. To God, you're priceless. Don't settle for less than His best in your life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thankful that you're with me today. And I hope that you really have been absorbing these truths about rejection that Derek has been talking to us about. In fact, I want to take a few minutes here to process this with you, because I want to tell you that both in my life as a pastor, of course, in my personal life, but also in my life politically, and the role that I play with some folks in politics and leadership in this nation, I have to tell you that I have seen what Derek is describing played out to people's destruction time after time after time. What happens in a person's life, and I believe it happens particularly in the lives of those who are called, is that because the enemy senses that great calling, that great destiny, he engineers wounding that happens early in life. I've seen it time after time after time. How many great leaders were treated badly by their parents? Everything from sexual abuse to rejection. Early in life, there's a blow that's sustained. Early in life, there's a wound. Well, we're not equipped when we're young to deal with that. And many times, of course, we're not in a Christian environment early on. And so as a result, that rejection begins to feed some things. Derek gave us a progression. Listen to this. The rejection leads to resentment. Now, why would that be the case? Because we know that, I mean, even if we can't define it, even if we can't put it in Christian terms, we're made for love. We're made to be loved. Our souls yearn for it. Our souls hunger for it. And if what we experience instead of the perfect love of God and to be loved perfectly by parents and friends and what have you, then we begin to resent that our souls are not satisfied, that our heart is not full. And then, as Derek taught us, that resentment at not receiving what we ought to receive festers into a hatred. And that hatred, of course, justifies rebellion. I've seen this time after time after time. I've seen it in prisons. I've seen it in addiction situations. I've seen it simply in the lives of people in my own life. I mean, all of us cycle through this in some way, big or small. But hatred begins to justify rebellion. And of course, rebellion just opens you up to the activity of the demonic. In fact, the Bible says there's a connection between witchcraft and the occult and then rebellion on the other hand. But one of the things I wanted to identify for you to bring back up is something very important that Derek said. Many people develop a kind of an indifferent, aloof attitude, a kind of a superficiality that has a phony happiness to it, but in fact is covering for our woundedness. As Derek said, the attitude is no one will ever come close enough to me again to hurt me. Now, I got to tell you, there are many, many people who are living in, as the existentialists say, the unbearable lightness of being, that they are living in a kind of a casual life. They are living in a sea of casual relationships, but are incapable of going deep with anybody, and their loneliness is palpable. I'll tell you, the young generation on the rise, the 20-somethings right now, they are hungry for real relationships. They're hungry for something deep and meaningful and human. It's why they're more likely to go to Starbucks with their Bibles or a copy of Purpose Driven Life than they are to go to the average church. And part of the reason is that the generation just ahead of them, having sustained so much wounding, is often a generation of a superficial kind of happiness, an aloofness, a superficiality that comes from covering for wounding. Now, I want to identify these things not because I want to be judgmental, but because I so desperately want us to apply to our lives what we're hearing from Derek. He really does have some revelation from the Lord, and he's not alone in that, but God has been trying desperately in our generation to heal and to restore the soul. Look how many people, look how many particularly of the baby boomer generation, well, people of incredible talent and ability have crashed and made messes of their lives because their souls are unfulfilled. They give themselves to resentment and hate of some sort, or they begin to try to fulfill their soul in some illicit way, sexually or materially. It just doesn't work. And what we need to do is take a moment and look back over the course of our life with the light of the Holy Spirit and ask Him to show us where we've suffered and endured the wound of rejection. For some of us, it was early on. For some of us, it was through latter high school and college experiences. For some of us, it was in marriage that a spouse was incapable of loving us and rejected us instead. For others of us, it's maybe been in ministry, or it's been in the church, or it's been somewhere else in our lives, our professions. But this wound of rejection, while we don't want to just put it on a mantle, you know, and honor it and treat it like it's the defining issue of our lives, it's something we need to really take care of before the Lord. I believe God wants us to identify it. I believe God wants us to call on His healing power, and I believe God wants us to receive His love. I want to tell you one other thing. One of the names, for the devil in the Bible is Beelzebub. It means Lord of the Flies. Some of you remember the famous novel by that title. Well, it's interesting that the nature of flies is to group around and start to feed on a wound. If you skin your knee badly, or maybe one of your children skins their knee badly and it's bloody. Now, this is going to be gross. What happens? Flies immediately begin to go to that wound. And this is exactly what happens in our lives, emotionally and spiritually. When we sustain a wound, the enemy flies to that wound and begins to try to create all sorts of other syndromes and other dysfunctions connected to that wound and as an extension of that wound. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray the beginning of a revelation, the beginning of a healing, a beginning of the application of biblical truth, so that the people listening right this moment can be set free. Would you set them on a process of healing and restoration in Jesus' name? Now listen, tomorrow, Jeff Buck, Pastor Jeff Buck, who spent many years with Derek Prince, is going to talk to us about how Derek has lived these things out. He was already with us on Monday. He's going to again help us understand and gain some insights into Derek Prince's life. That's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Get your copy of Derek's CD, Do You Realize How Valuable You Are? When you call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. The CD is just $6.95. When you order, we'll include a free copy of Derek's booklet, The Three Most Powerful Words. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or purchase your copy of Do You Realize How Valuable You Are? And request your free copy of The Three Most Powerful Words booklet securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us at DerekPrince.org.